I spoke with Lieutenant Tampere, who is with the Escambia County Sheriff's Department, and he is in complete agreement that this is an extreme safety issue, but he told me he didn't have enough manpower to place two cars, which is what it would require, and deputies to help with the traffic for the 2.5 hours every Tuesday and Wednesday.
This is Craig McDonald speaking at the Escambia County Commission meeting during the public forum, saying, hey, the traffic problem around Gulf Beach Highway and Blue Angel during Tuesday, Wednesday practices is chaos. And we haven't seen this problem for years because, you know, the practices weren't open, the base wasn't open, but, you know, this used to be an issue as well. Since we have him here in studio with him, I thought I would ask him the question to start off with. Sheriff Chip Simmons, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm great. The base is working on this. You guys are well aware of this. Is there a solution to the massive congestion that happens around Blue Angels practices?
You know, we've been working on this for years. I mean, literally for years. Every time they have a practice, we have more people wanting to get on base than the traffic flow the roadway will allow. It's that simple. I'm not even sure if two cars. We had dispatched several cars a couple of years ago, and here's the thing. All they're doing is standing there staring at a road full of cars. There's nowhere to put the cars. The cars are waiting at the gate to get in. I have had conversations with the base commander, and very good conversations. They're trying. They're working on it themselves. And it's just they're trying to find more space, timing, and getting things taken care of. The bottom line is it's like the beach sometimes. Sometimes you have 100,000 people and you have, you know, 50,000 spots.
Yeah.
So there's nowhere to go. Even if we had a deputy at every intersection 5 miles from the base, there's nowhere to wave them in and out of. We tried rerouting them. We tried putting signs and big billboards. We worked with the county to put billboards and say, hey, use an alternate route.
I remember that, yeah.
Going around. And people just would rather not do that. And again, I guess it's a good thing that people want to show up and watch the practice. It's just it's so popular. We have so many cars on the roadway. There's nowhere for them to go.
Yeah, you can direct traffic. You can't direct parking. I mean, you know, that's all there is. I mean, I get it, but I also get how much it sucks to live in that neighborhood during those times. I mean, the Blue Angels are a blessing, but there's a problem connected to that. We'll do the bad stuff before you do the good stuff. You had, five people shooting at each other on Charbar near Mobile Highway? Is that right?
Yeah, I know we had a call of a potential drive-by yesterday off of Charbar, and I heard them trying to stop a car that was supposed to be related to that, but I haven't heard the outcome of that. I don't believe anyone was hit, and I'm not so sure about the details of
I gotcha.
All of that.
You also had this is kind of an odd story, but a guy got arrested, Eddie Gilliland, arrested because he tried to shoot a guy, I think a carjacking, but his gun jammed, thank God.
Yeah, apparently tried several times. His gun kept jamming, and we ended up arresting him. I mean, you can't try to shoot somebody.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you know, criminals keep buying cheap ammunition. I'm all for it.
Again, I'm not sure if it was ammunition or, you know, a misload.
Bad gun or whatever,
You know, not being familiar with the weapon itself.
But in any case, we'll take that.
Either way, I'm glad that the gun did not work and this guy's life is saved.
You guys had the meeting with Ashley Moody, the kind of press conference about opioid deaths. And interestingly, you and I had been talking about the Trank, the non-opioid additive into the fentanyl that's been untreatable with the Narcan. And that was something that had just come up at your conference, right, and talking with her as well, right?
Yeah, you know, a couple of weeks ago, you and I spoke. I was at the sheriff's conference in Tampa, and we talked specifically about this new additive to fentanyl that is not an opioid, so it's resistant to Narcan. And we had a discussion about that. And then we get a call from the Attorney General's office that, hey, you know, they want to come here and talk about it because I guess our region had the most deaths in the state, is from what I understand. So I was able to talk a lot with the Attorney General about this specifically, you know, the opioid overdose. We've been talking about opioids. We've been talking about fentanyl for a long time, and it just keeps getting worse and worse. You know, now it's not just fentanyl. It's, you know, of course, originally it was opioids, and then it was fentanyl, and now it's fentanyl laced with this Trank, which you know, the reason they call it Trank is because FDA approved it for veterinary use.
I mean,
it's for horses,
okay.
And that's how strong this stuff is. And as you can imagine, it's not, certainly not for humans.
So it's fentanyl laced with horse tranquilizer.
Yeah, I believe so.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
And that's why the message for the whole press conference is one pill can kill you. A lot of times people think, oh, I've got to overdose on a certain drug.
Yeah.
You know, historically, if it's whether it's cocaine or methamphetamine or heroin or whatever, you think, oh, you took too much. Well, in today's environment, you can take one pill. You know, so even if you're thinking about experimenting and trying one or trying it once, then that you need to understand that what you're taking could end up killing you.
I did want to ask you about a case. I think you were the responding agency. This mother and two young children that drowned last week at NAS Pensacola out on the beach there. You guys responded to that, right?
We did. We have a MOU with NAS Pensacola. There are some things that we help them out with, yes.
And this was... You had found her the Wednesday, I think it was, night or Thursday night, but then the kids you hadn't found, horribly, unfortunately, drowned, but you hadn't found them until the next day, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we didn't know. Obviously, they called for our assistance. We have a Marine unit, and we have drones, search and rescue went out there. So we all hands were on deck, basically, because we knew that there was a female that had drowned and had washed ashore, had come ashore, been recovered.
Yeah.
And then, but we weren't sure what happened to her two children because we understood that there were two children that were supposed to be swimming with her. And we didn't know if they were wandering along the beach in some sort of distress. And so we obviously went out there and we did a report. We're working with NCIS, Naval Criminal Investigative Service. We're kind of working it jointly and working with us with the medical examiner and you know, just as a cause of death and trying to determine what took place.
Yeah, because, I mean, the thing that I don't understand about this particular case, and it's a horrible tragedy. I mean, the kids were very young. I mean, like 6 or 7, like grade school age, I think. But
8 or 9, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It was green flags, and this is not a dangerous beach to begin with, but it's been green flags for weeks. Do we know?
Well, all I can tell you is there's apparently an area off of where they were swimming that ends up getting pretty deep. There's
okay.
What they call a hole. And I think they saw that with some of the sonar. So, again, I'm not saying that's what happened, but I'm saying that it appears to be shallow water except for when you get to this one particular point. There's, again, what they refer to as a hole, and it got very deep. And, you know, we can speculate all day long. All we can tell you is that there are no there's no sign of foul play.
Okay.
Again, it's just an unimaginable tragedy. I understand that her husband was assigned to NAS, as a Marine assigned to NAS. So, I mean, you know, how terrible a situation is this?
Well, it's what we always hear from Dave Greenwood, right? You know, there's no part of the Gulf where it's just safe. That's always a risk involved in swimming in the Gulf. 746 on News Radio 92.3. We got Sheriff Chip Simmons here in studio with me. Candy's got traffic on the 5s.
And not showing any slowdowns right now. The light has been fixed at Mobile Highway in Blue Angel. We're not showing anything else. One accident, Avalon, okay, right at I-10, but not showing a roadblock this morning. So that's good news. It looks like it has been moved off to the side. Certainly, if you know different, or if you have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Oh, we do have a good suggestion from a listener. Why can't they get 2 or 3 MPs from the base in a tank and have them... I don't think it would where would the tank drive? You know,
the tank's no good if you're stuck in
tank
in
drives
traffic.
Anywhere it wants to drive, basically.
Yeah,
that's the answer to that. You had a bunch of good news stories. Let's start with this. You just had a Dream Big event, right?
Yeah, you know, we're so proud of this particular event. When we put it out that we wanted to have an event for kids that are ages 5 through 11 that, you know, always wanted to be in law enforcement, and let's have a junior deputy program, a little operation. So we put it out, and it was so popular we had to actually have two classes. And if you can see on our Facebook page, we had two different sessions, a morning and an afternoon session. We had over 60 kids total show up. Their parents obviously showed up. We put them through the ringer, more or less. We had 5 different sessions of training for them. We had a PT session, an obstacle course type session.
Oh, nice.
Had a crime scene session. They had a vehicle operations section where they would get in the car, run the lights, run the PA and the sirens. They checked out our SWAT vehicle. We had a couple other sessions where they were able to really just immerse themselves in what it could be like if they were
okay.
a deputy. and the canine. We had a canine session, so we had all that stuff. I gave them a little makeshift oath, if you will, uh-huh. you know, and then we gave them an ID card, the junior deputy ID card, okay. obviously. And we talked a little bit about our own core values. We talked about why courtesy, integrity, and professionals were important to the sheriff's office, and it worked out very well. You can see the pictures and all the smiles.
What was the age?
Smiles. 5 to 11.
Okay.
It was 5 to 10, but some 10-year-olds just turned 11, and we thought, you know what,
sure.
let's just give it to those that are in basically elementary school.
So this is sort
kids.
Of like a Citizens Police Academy for the kids, crash course in a day, / touch a truck.
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything. Yeah, we gave them, again, we gave them, what we have our little small little Sheriff's Office Tahoe, little matchbox type car.
Oh, nice.
We gave them one of those. You can
Not
see
the vet?
On our Facebook. No, we didn't. We don't have those in the matchbox.
nice.
But here's the beauty of this entire situation. We formed a foundation, Scambia County Sheriff Foundation, for events like this. Mm-hmm. So the foundation paid for the shirts, and they paid for the, some of the food that we had for our volunteers that worked, helped work it. And we wouldn't have these types of things like this and the coffee reveal that I'm guessing you're going to talk about.
Oh, yeah, that's the last thing. You bet.
These are all things that would not be possible if it weren't for the Sheriff Foundation, because I don't want to use taxpayer dollars for this, but we certainly want to engage with our community, and engaging with the children is, there's nothing better than that.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the last thing is, my understanding is Tommy Leiter, of course, your former deputy police chief or assistant, I forget which term we use, but then you eventually wound up being sheriff, and he came over. He had been the police chief, and now he's your chief deputy over at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, and he brought coffee with him, sort of. I mean,
well,
he brought the project,
brought the
and you guys
yeah.
are now having your own coffee brand, right?
He did, yeah. Obviously, we're fortunate to have a local coffee brand, Deluna, mm-hmm. and they have these people that are familiar with them, and most people are. They have these, I call them tribute bags, to various agencies, and I
yeah.
know the Blue Angels have one or two. I think they have two, actually. And then we have one that's basically Escambia County, Pensacola centric. They love our community. They have these tribute bags, and we thought, you know what? When Tommy was at the Pensacola Police Department, they had one, a midnight shift coffee, but the sheriff's office hadn't had one, and I had been talking for years about maybe getting one at the sheriff's office ever since I was a chief deputy. And so we approached DeLuna, and they said, yeah, we can do it, but it's got to be cool. You know, it's got to be something that we think is remarkable. And I would have it no other way, right? So, so I decided, hey, let's call ours, you know, let's pay tribute and homage to those who came before the sheriff's office, you know, and let's pay tribute to the historical position of the sheriff. And that's what we did. If you've seen the bag, if you haven't seen the bag, it's a kind of an old school sheriff, heavily armed. And it's a little bit about, if you read
the 10-gallon hat.
With a hat and everything.
Yeah,
he's got
yeah.
the little rifle, and he's got the handgun. It's the high. It was called the High Noon brand, and again, it's possible because of the donations from the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation, and then $1 from every bag sold will go back to the foundation. Again, so we can continue to do things like Dream Big. We can continue to do things like Cops, Cars, and Crawfish. We can continue to do the Blazer Academy. We can keep on doing these things because. While we can use some seized funds, it's we don't have enough seized funds for everything.
Yeah.
And so the foundation's really stepped up big time. And so they're always raising money. So if you want to give money, pull up our Escambia County Sheriff Foundation, give them money and support things like this.
Drink a little coffee, get a cool bag.
Oh, and the coffee's great, by the way. You know, I'm not really a coffee drinker.
Okay.
But, I'm sorry. Oh, this is pretty good stuff.
Well, which kind did you bring us?
We sold out. Unfortunately, to tell you what, we brought 50 bags to the reveal.
Really?
And the Attorney General was kind enough to stick around after
the press
conference. So she showed up, spoke a little bit about it, about what the partnerships and engagement, how important it is to law enforcement. And so, but we sold all the bags that we had. Now DeLuna has plenty
more
of bags,
coming, right?
So we can get some more bags, and I'll be sure to give you
okay,
a couple
of
bags if you promise to read the writing on the bag.
I'll have some here for you to sign that I will purchase myself
collectibles,
by the time
right.
we get her next
The
week.
One question that is still outstanding among the audience, though, is were you the sheriff male model for the imagery on the bag?
It's not any particular person. As you can see, you can't even see the face because the sheriff's got his head down just a little bit. The stance looks familiar.
Looks familiar.
is kind of all I can say. That was not really. I didn't do that. The foundation again was
okay.
kind enough to
Fair
say,
enough.
Hey, let's make it look a little bit contemporary and a little bit historic, and that's where we are. But the bag looks fantastic.
So you weren't like 6 hours in the modeling runway.
Yeah, I didn't don the jacket and all that stuff. I didn't do all, the duster. I didn't do all that.
Good.
But
good to know.
You know. Well,
it looks great, by the way.
Is he a handsome cowboy?
It's not really my place to say
that. Yes, he is a handsome cowboy. And I have the picture up. It'll go with your podcast, too, so you can judge for yourself.
Well, Sheriff Simmons, always a pleasure, sir. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for doing all the good work. Oh, and the manatees.
Oh, you know, I have been here a long time, and I've not seen manatees at the beach. But
yeah.
our marine unit, and look at the water. Isn't the water beautiful?
Oh,
that's just a terrific.
I will say your note about, you know, you saw the manatees. The Pinellas County Sheriff's Office, they have one upped you ever so slightly. Apparently, they keep getting people calling in, reporting groups of manatees in distress in the shallow water. They put out a post that explained that the manatees might seem to be in distress, but they're really just making more manatees. so
it's womanatees too.
Leave them alone. Don't interfere. Just, you know, let things happen. That's not a problem we've had reported in Escambia County yet.
Yeah, our manatees are well behaved.
Because we have a great sheriff.
Right, Sheriff Chip Simmons. Always
we don't tolerate that nonsense in the waters of Escambia County.
This is a public beach, y'all. Sheriff Simmons, always a pleasure, sir. Thanks for the time.
Y'all take care.
All right. Since I